When thought is no longer active, awareness will arise naturally, because man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are lost in thought, heedlessly thinking, or you are just silent and aware completely. That's why a person who can relax and maintain awareness can meditate. So ability to relax and maintain awareness is very important to develop awareness-based meditation. And the third support is maintain the awareness for as long as you can. Technically, it's 24 hours. Or initially, during your waking moments while living life. You can do that. Your mindfulness, your heedfulness will develop. Your awareness within will stabilize, and you become very different. Most of the time, you are just aware and without thought. Then after that, you silent everything. Don't try to know. Don't try to do. Just maintain the awareness within. Then silence your mind to observe what is going on within your form and mind, within nature. When you are aware at your senses, a lot of things will happen at your internal sense basis. The contact between external sense data and your internal sense basis is what meditation is all about. When these two sets of six, the six external sense data coming into contact with the six internal sense bases, then upon contact with the mind, which is the consciousness itself, a lot of things will happen. It will trigger what we call consciousness, the respective sense or consciousness. It can either be your seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process, thought consciousness. So this six sense door can give rise to the six type of corresponding sense door consciousness. And when consciousness arises, it's initially like the physics experiment, it's just the pure consciousness. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing, there's only the consciousness of seeing, the seeing consciousness, no one to see. So this one is not a concept or a theory. You have to find out for yourself in the meditative silence. Find out, investigate, aware. Then you will know that silent, choiceless observation of what is meditation. Then when you can develop that understanding, you will come to know who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. How you know the world, how you interact with the world, and how the brain and the memory with its views, opinion, and conditioning enable you to stir your mind, to react to sense experience, to input the content of consciousness. So initially, before one is enlightened, all this thought process or content of consciousness that one input is always born of delusion, ignorance. That's why there is sakyadity behind. Sakyadity means self-delusion. There is a deluded thinking or entity that grabs onto the five aggregate of form and mind, thinking that it is you, it is real, that there is a being inside. There is a thinker behind the thought process. That this form and mind, the so-called human being or living being, is a permanent unchanging entity that you can say, this is me, this is I, Therefore, the personality, the ego, they all arise and manifest. And with that, the three evils of greed, hatred, and delusion will follow because of this egoic mind, this sakayadity. And that's how living beings get into trouble. So the first noble truth, final summary, the Buddha summarized all of suffering as one's self-delusion that conditioned one to grasp at this five aggregate of form and mind, thereby arising the five aggregates of grasping. When they become grasping aggregate, they trigger of suffering. That's why upadana khandas, the grasping aggregate, leads to suffering. Without delusion, sakayadity, there is no grasping. There is no clinging. There is no identification. So all this, when you silence your mind to meditate, you will develop the understanding.